This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Introduced to Nationals fans via these airwaves at 1:30 today. Make sure you're listening to Grant and Danny. Bengals cornerback Adam Jones has been suspended for a season opener game for violating the NFL's personal conduct policy. I thought you told me he was suspended for the season.
Yeah, 1 year suspension. According to, I just saw that on Twitter.
Okay, I'm reading from around the NFL. He was suspended for the season opener.
Oh, that looks like one game. That's very different. That's very different than 1 year. The first thing I read was 1 year. This says now 1 game.
One year would seem excessive for getting in trouble just this one time, unless it was a lifetime achievement award.
May have just been me reading it incorrectly very quickly. I apologize.
Here's
I
don't Jeremy even see the Bergman tweet. Of NFL.com. The Bengals will be without one of their top defenders for the season opener. Veteran cornerback Adam Jones was suspended Friday for the first game of the 2017 season for violating the league's personal conduct policy around the NFL. Reported this, I guess, this morning initially. So Adam Jones not available for week one.
1 year, very different than one game.
It is. Let's clear that up.
Let's make sure that's clear.
Did you see the video he was in?
No, I still never watched it.
Stemmed to this suspension?
No real interest in seeing it.
Despicable. I mean, you can't watch that video and feel that good about that guy as a human being, I don't think. Let's go to the phones. People want to hop in. We're talking about whether your expectations for the Redskins were altered by this week's business. No deal for Cousins, the statement from Allen, or who cares, it's July. Come September, this won't actually affect whether they win or lose games. For me, it was slightly affected. I just have a worse feeling and less optimism going into camp because this distraction, which is what I think it is, continues again this season. And so instead of going 8-8, I'll peg them at 7-9. Not much. I don't think it's going to have a huge impact. And I still wouldn't be shocked if they went 9-7. You say you don't think that your expectations change.
Yeah, I've got disaster. I think this year has disaster written all over. I don't think anybody
but you
sees
that
it coming.
Before this.
And this confirmed it for me, how bungled it was. Again, if you just simply make an organizational decision, as the Steelers did, as the Chiefs did last year with Eric Berry, it's routine to not sign a player that's on a franchise tag. How we got here is not routine with the Redskins and Kirk Cousins. It's a very normal thing. We can't come to terms on a deal. You say that. What Bruce Allen did confirmed to me that he is not the person to run this thing, and he's running this thing. Disaster's coming.
Let's go out to Rami in Falls Church, home of the State Theater, one of my favorite places.
Yes, sir.
What's up, Rami?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, man?
So I've been, you know, I'm a Skins fan. I'm diehard, so it's hard to take my emotion out of it. But I've been good at trying to see through the clouds and see what's really going on and, like, not think I'm going to win a Super Bowl every year. So I've been listening like everyone else has been what's going on. And Goose keeps leaving, and he's been doing this since like a year ago, leaving the possibility of re-tagging. And I think that these guys, like the people running the Redskins organization, they realize that Kirk Cousins is the truth. They realize that we're not going to get any better of a quarterback. But they're trying to separate it from the decision Shanahan made. So they don't want it to be Shanahan's guy. They're trying to make Kirk Cousins their guy. And that's why we're going through this kind of roller coaster. That's why they won't like give him his props. That's why they won't, you know, reward him that what was due to him. That's what I think is going on. But I think like in a year's time, they'll let him match. And if it's reasonable, then we'll do it. Hopefully. I mean, that might be my fandom talking, but that's what I'm hoping.
And so your feeling is basically if they wait and drag this out for a while, people forget that he was drafted by Shanahan, and then it becomes their credit for making him prove
right.
It and eventually paying him. Interesting. I mean, I don't completely agree, but I see the theory. Look, we're all kind of wearing tinfoil hats as we try to make sense of this because it's a fairly irrational situation.
Yeah.
Tom in Vienna.
Tom.
Yeah. Tom. Vienna, same thing. Hey, guys, first time caller, long time listener, so I appreciate it.
Thanks, bud.
Thanks for calling.
I mean, I think for me, again, being a long time Redskin fan, it's hard to take the emotion out of it. I think that it gets blown up a little bit more in the media than it needs to be. I think that, Danny just said this is a thing that happens in the NFL, you know, the franchise tag. I think at the end of the day, if I look at it from Kirk Cousins' perspective, I think it really alters the way this season's going to go. Because this guy, at the end of the day, has to play. He's got to play well if he wants to get either picked up from another team or get the contract that he expects from the Redskins. So, you know, I think that there's probably a bigger issue when you look outside of the quarterback position. You know, who's he really going to throw the ball to outside of Jordan Reed and maybe Terrell Pryor? I think we're laying a lot on the line for Terrell Pryor. I mean, hopefully Jamison Crowder comes up.
Forget about Crowder. Crowder's had a great first two seasons in the league. Jumped up from high 50s catches to mid 60s last year as an 800-yard type receiver. I mean, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that he catches 80 balls for close to 1,000 yards. He's terrific. But your point's still well taken on, in general, all of the questions around him. Receivers, unknown. Running back situation, fairly unknown. Offensive line, good. Cousins, good. Cordell, D.C., how are you?
What's up, bud?
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm making it two for two today. You know, I want to say my expectations haven't really changed. I've learned that when I come into a season with the Redskins with little expectations, they overexceed my expectations the way they did 2 years ago when we won a division. So I'm coming in with a set with an 8-8, 9-7 at best. And I'm saying that because a lot of the games we lost last year came down to key plays late and key adjustments, i.e. Josh Norman not covering Antonio Brown and Dez Bryant early in the season as opposed to Kendall Fuller and Rashad Breeland covering those guys, and the Detroit game where we just couldn't get a stop. No matter how many points we put up, we couldn't get a stop. We end up losing games. It comes down to key players like that. And I want to say something to Redskin Fan Nation that continues to blast Kirk Cousins and just so ready to run him out of town with the pitchforks and fire broomsticks. Think of the Danny Werfel and Sage Rosenfels and Patrick Ramsey years before you start begging to get this quarterback out of town as if we were winning anything before he got here.
That is a good point.
Please and never
especially
forget
the
what
last
it was.
One. People say, like, what has Cousins won? What if the Redskins won in your lifetime if you're 30 or younger like I am? Did Cousins win, though? Has this organization won, though, in 30 years? I was born in 1988. My earliest memories of the team are after the last Super Bowl. A great year for me as a fan is when they make the playoffs and lose in the first round. That's a great year. Did they win the game, though? And the only problem I did have with his point is he talks about last year, all the games that they lost that they could have won. They won plenty of games they could have lost. And really, other than that Packers waxing 42-24, where they blew out Green Bay on national TV, if you look at – and the Bears, actually. They beat the Bears 41-20.
Yeah, they rolled on the Bears.
So they had a couple of big-time wins. But – they should have won the Bengals game. But you go back that Eagles game, 27-20, they easily could have lost. The second Eagles game where they had the big sack of Carson Wentz at the end of the game to save the game. The Browns game, they should have lost. They won that by 11. I mean, if not for an incorrect fumble reversal call where it didn't even look like it was actually a fumble or the Redskins actually recovered it, they probably lose that game.
Well, even the Packers game, it's a one-score game with 5 minutes left, and they got a fourth down. And then they ended up with a late turnover, so a 21-point win all of a sudden, but it was close in the fourth.
2-point win over the Giants in week 3 after the Steelers and Cowboys losses. That game, if you played it 10 times, they probably lose 6, and they squeaked it out with the big interception from Sua Cravens and a bunch of takeaways in the second half. They were down, 21-9 early in that game before a couple catches and a touchdown from Deshaun Jackson to get him back into it. Drew is in D.C. What's up, Drew?
What's up, Drew?
Hey, fellas, what's going on?
Hey, man.
Hey, my thing is with Kirk, man, with the organization. I feel real optimistic, man. I'm even going to go say high, say 10-6. Because last year, without the defense, they had to score every single, time they had the ball. You know, so they had to go out there. So he already played with the pressure on his back of not having the defense to support him. So, plus him playing with pressure, that's a no-brainer. But I hope they go 10-6, you know, because this defense at least can't be no worse than what it was last year. But I hope he plays good and he throws crow at Bruce Allen, man, and get up out of town. Even though I would love for him to stay here, but Bruce Allen's like a cancer to this team. Y'all take care, man. Keep
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you. That's the big key. Thank you, Drew, as always, for your call, buddy. Love hearing from you. The defense. We could talk about Cousins until the show ends. We could talk about Terrell Pryor and Josh Doctson, and we do, the running game. How much better is the defense? Because that's why last year they missed the playoffs.
It was epically bad last year. So if they weren't 32nd, they were 30th, whatever it was. But the third down defense just made it so comically horrible. I mean, you just couldn't help but laugh if you weren't throwing things around your room.
The worst third down defense in league history.
So they were terrible last year. We all know that. Are they good enough to still be out of the bad bucket? In other words, I think of three different buckets. One, adequate, good enough, fine. If you've got a great offense, you can go win some games. Think of New Orleans going to the Super Bowl, opportunistic, Green Bay, whatever. Nobody's saying that first bucket of like Denver, Seattle,
yeah,
when they're
great,
awesome.
Great, pedestrian, terrible. Can you get out of the terrible?
Can you get out of the – I think they're still in the terrible bucket. Now, they're closer to the top of the terrible bucket. Yeah. I think they're still in that bucket.
I have some hope that they could be pedestrian, but it depends on the two defensive linemen we don't know that much about being good.
Yeah, I think they'll be 24th. Not good enough for me.
My problem is the pass rush.
Yeah.
Where Kerrigan will go get you 11 sacks. He's not going to get you 16, but he can get you a dozen. Junior Gallette, if he's healthy, might be able to help. It's been 2 years since he played. Can Trent Murphy replicate last year? I don't know. He's also suspended a quarter of the year. Preston Smith had a down season as a pass rusher. I worry about sacks, pressures, generating takeaways. What is the new internet sensation? Your hint is that it involves sports. And why does Danny hate this one, which is...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.